the Godhead magazine, Bhagwan Mataji. So she is writing another article. It's a article about a personal practice of spiritual life. She says that once she was feeling very dissatisfied in spiritual life, and she was also feeling problems with different devotees, and she was also observing material desires coming to the surface in her heart and all that. So she says she met many of her friends, devotee friends. Some friends told her that, no, don't worry, everything is all right with you. Be positive in life, they told her. There were other friends who told her, who were flattering her, just to boost up her enthusiasm, saying that you are this, you are that, you have done this, you have done that. She says that even after hearing flattery, or even after hearing that I am all right, still I found I was not all right. And specifically she says, she found one particular disease in her, that she didn't want to take any initiative in spiritual life to do some activity for Krishna. That somehow or other the impetus had gone. And she felt very dull in spiritual life. Although many of her younger devotees, newly joined and everyone, they are all very enthusiastic in taking up services for Krishna and doing activities for Krishna. She says, I don't know why suddenly that kind of enthu is gone. Like sometimes you find in the outside world also, somebody loses the enthusiasm for doing some work at home. He's just sitting at home. Parents want to get him married and put him to activity. So she says, this was my consciousness. Then she says, at last I came across one friend of mine, she says, who, as soon as she revealed to her her problems, immediately her friend asked her, how is your japa? She said, nobody asked me about japa at all. This is the first time one of my friends is asking about japa. She said, what is the connection? She said, no, tell me, are you struggling enough in trying to concentrate your attention on the holy name? She asked her. She said, no, I don't struggle. The holy name goes very smoothly. Because it goes from one ear and goes out through another ear. Only I don't feel the holy name sinking in my heart. And I am not feeling any longing in my heart to attain Krishna. Nor am I endeavoring to pay attention to the holy name. Lips are chanting, but I am not endeavoring. This Mataji revealed. And her friend said, this is the problem. If you set this right, all your other problems will be set right. She told her. And then she asked her, are you awake in chanting? So they both discussed for a long time about all kinds of practical problems that come in chanting. And she says, then she requested her friend to sit with her and chant and help her improve her chanting. She says, within a week, my total quality of my spiritual life completely became transformed. I just couldn't believe. She says that after that 1 week of chanting with my friend, she says, every day became like a festival day for me. And every moment became a meaningful moment of ever-increasing knowledge, ever-increasing purposeful engagement. So she says that now I am understanding how japa has such an influence in our spiritual life. So Lord Krishna says, tad buddhaya tad atmanas tan nishtas tad parayanah kacchantya punaravrittim jnana nirdhuta kalmashah. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, he says, tad buddhaya tad atmanas tan nishta tad parayanah. You will see tad, a person's buddhi, a person's intelligence, a person's mind, a person's senses, a person's all one's convictions are fixed on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And gacchanta punaravrittim. And such a person will never be born again. Because his intelligence becomes completely cleansed and purified by his fixity on the Supreme Lord. Also Krishna says, nasti buddhira yuktasya nacha yuktasya bhavana nacha bhavayata shantira shantasya kutaha sukham. If A man's intelligence is not fixed in the Supreme Lord. Nasti na asti buddhir ayuktasya. Nachayuktasya bhavana. Then how can he attain Krishna bhavana? If he doesn't attain bhavana, then how can he attain shanti? If he didn't attain shanti, then how will he attain sukham? He's asking. This goes to show, a sadhaka should purify the intelligence by studying the shastra and hearing about Krishna. And with that purified intelligence, subdue the mind and senses. That is the procedure. But at the same time, the shastra say, Krishna is called as a dhyampati. Dhyam means buddhi. Pati means master. So dhyampati means Krishna is the master of buddhi also. Everyone's buddhi. So depending on one's sincerity and seriousness in approaching our sadhana, in approaching Krishna, what Krishna does, he will either supply good intelligence to our buddhi, purify it and help us to subdue the mind and senses, or he will plant material desires in our heart if a devotee is desiring things in the wrong direction and want to enjoy independent of Krishna or committing the 10 offenses. Then both are done by Krishna only. Planting material desires in our heart or supplying the good intelligence to subdue the mind and senses, depending on our sincere purpose. Sincere purpose or lack of sincere purpose. Being mischievous or being surrendered, this choice is there with every living being in this world. So this lady, Mataji, she must have had some sincerity. She was feeling material desires in the heart. She was becoming upset with spiritual life. She was dissatisfied. She was inactive, not taking initiative and all that. And she met many friends who couldn't advise her properly. At last, this one friend told her, become a japa scientist, as we say. Look at your japa, try to improve it. Every day there should be endeavor for improving your quality of trying to hear. We don't have to hear, but we should try to hear. We don't have to become perfect in chanting, but we should struggle to chant, to endeavor to hear. Otherwise, if we sleep away or if we allow the mind to wander, the holy name doesn't enter into the ears and the heart, then this kind of practical problems arise. Like Prabhupada went to an ISKCON temple, he saw rats there, isn't it? He said, devotees are not chanting properly. And devotees are wondering, what is the connection? So, in the same manner, practical things in our spiritual life have a connection to chanting. So, we might as well take chanting seriously, and we can help each other. Not that, we sit in a circle and everyone is sleeping together. That is not the purpose of circle. Because sitting in circle, I was even thinking, can we have one devotee every day, who will go around all the ashram and check sleeping devotees and wake them up, only for that service. Because sometimes four devotees sit in a circle, but they don't wake up only. All guys are sleeping until their heads will be hitting each other. Then they may get up probably. That is not the purpose of circle. Actually, in my spiritual life, when I slept, many people didn't wake me up. But after years of low-quality chanting, some devotee told me and I woke up. And after attending many seminars and everything, at least I can say I am struggling to chant. And though I cannot say I am chanting well. But at least I understood that if I sleep away, then I will be kicked out. We cannot remain in association. And we will gradually lose taste, which is the most dangerous thing. If we sleep away, we will lose taste in spiritual life. We lose taste, it's very difficult to stay in the company of devotees. Our mind will start making plan in opposite direction. Buddhi will not become a yukta buddhi. Nasti buddhi rayukta se. It will become a yukta se buddhi. You should remember this. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer.